Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Jacob and Esau.
God is in charge of everything. When we don't trust God and we try to make things happen apart from God, we get into trouble. Just like Jacob, who was known as the heel grabber. How did he get such a strange name? Isaac and Rebekah were about to have a baby, and a surprise.
Lord God, I'm worried. I feel my baby struggling inside of me. What's wrong?
Two nations are inside of you.
Two nations?
Two peoples will come from you. One people will be stronger, and the older shall serve the younger.
I'm going to have twins!
When it came time for Rebekah to give birth, her first baby was covered all over with red hair. They called him Esau, which means hairy. Now when Esau's brother came out, he was hanging on to Esau's heel. So they called him Jacob, which means heel grabber. And this was just the beginning of Jacob grabbing for what wasn't his. Esau grew up to be a great hunter, but Jacob liked to stick closer to home. He also cooked some delicious stew.
I'm starving. Give me some of that stew of yours.
Of course. Just give me your birthright first.
A birthright is a very special honor that is given to the firstborn son. It means that one day, Esau would be in charge of everything his parents now owned.
So, I give you my birthright and you give me your stew, is that right?
That's right.
What's a birthright to me when I'm so hungry? Give me that stew.
Here you go.
Many years later, Isaac was old and had trouble seeing. It was time for Isaac to give his special firstborn blessing to Esau.
Esau, I want you to go out and hunt for me. Fix me a good meal, and then I will bless you, my son.
Yes, father.
Rebekah was listening in, and she heard everything. She wanted Isaac to bless Jacob, not Esau. But how could she make this work?
Jacob! Jacob!
Yes, mother.
Your father is about to give his blessing to Esau, but we must make sure you get the blessing.
How?
Well, you must do exactly as I say, and do it quickly. Take two of the best goats we have, and I will make a delicious meal for your father. Take it to your father, and he will give you the special blessing.
Mother, this won't work. Yes, father is blind, but he can still tell the difference between Esau and me. Esau's so hairy. If father finds out that I tricked him, he won't bless me. He'll curse me.
Do you want your father's blessing?
More than anything.
Then trust me. Go get the goats. Quickly.
Rebekah fixed a delicious meal for Isaac. Then she took some of Esau's clothes and gave them to Jacob to put on.
Mother, are you sure about this?
Here, we'll take these goat skins and we'll put them on your hands and around your neck.
That way, father will think I'm hairy, just like Esau.
Yes! Now take this meal to your father. Hurry, before Esau comes back.
Father, I brought you your meal, just like you asked.
Who are you?
I'm Esau. Please enjoy the food I brought you, and bless me.
Your voice sounds like Jacob, but your hands are hairy like Esau, and you are really Esau?
I am.
Then I give you my special blessing. May God give you blessings from heaven and blessings on the earth. May peoples serve you and nations bow down to you. May you be the master of your brother.
Thank you.
May everyone who curses you be cursed, and may those who bless you be blessed.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your special blessing. I have to go now.
Then go, my son.
Father, I have returned from the hunt and fixed you this delicious meal just like you asked me to. Here, enjoy, and then give me your special blessing.
Who are you?
I am Esau, your firstborn.
Your brother deceived me!
What?
I gave him your blessing. It is no longer yours.
No, no, Father. Bless me. Bless me also, Father.
I cannot. Jacob has taken it from you.
He is surely a heel grabber. From the very beginning, he took away my birthright and now he has stolen my blessing. But isn't there any blessing left for me?
I have made him your master and given him everything.
I will make Jacob pay dearly for this.
Jacob!
What's wrong?
Esau found out what happened. He's going to kill you.
Oh, no!
You must flee to Haran, to my brother Laban. Hurry, Jacob, hurry!
And so Jacob, the heel grabber, ran away. It was good that Jacob respected the blessing of his father more than his brother. But instead of trusting God, Jacob went about getting the blessing the wrong way. He lied to his father and deceived him. And soon, someone would lie to Jacob and deceive him as well. If you want to learn more about Jacob, check out the book of Genesis. It's the first book in the Old Testament part of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Media.